Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
It is Wednesday. It is Brevard County, Florida, and we are blessed by the Lord to be able to live here. And so we want to thank you today for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, and we would be ecstatic, thrilled, pleased beyond words if you did not have a church home and decided to come to Merritt Assembly of God and join us as we strive to be a blessing because of the blessing of the Lord in our lives. So we would like to also today say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete, we have been touting their skills for over 9 years now here on the Refresh radio program. And years before that, while we were at the church, the Anderson family predates me at Merritt Assembly of God. And I normally mention the three E's whenever I talk about them, because they have the decades of experience, they have the expertise that is necessary to get your concrete job done correctly the first time, and they have a great work ethic. So they're not going to be standing around with 15 guys supervising and only one person doing the work. So whatever you've got construction wise that you've got going on, I want to recommend them to you. Recently, somebody was talking about a concrete job that they were having done, and I said, "Hey, you need to call these people. They will give you their very best effort to get your job done." Now, what they did with that, I don't know, but Brother Anderson had said that they had a number of phone calls from the Refresh radio program, and so we thank you for considering them. The greatest compliment that I can give to them is when I was dealing with a general contractor, and I said, "These are the folks that I want dealing or doing the concrete portion of this job." And he said, "Your concrete guy is my concrete guy." And he had done work with them many, many times before. And so thank you for considering Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. To the Word of God we go. We are in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today. We are considering the latter part of the Sermon on the Mount in verse number 23 of Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus said, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we deal with the man of lawlessness, and we ended yesterday's program at verse number 8, which said, "And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the work of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So, verse number eight had talked about how the lawless one will be dealt with by the Lord. He will be consumed with the breath of God's mouth, and he will be destroyed with the brightness of the coming of Christ. So in verse number 9, it says this: "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders." That is verse number 9. So I want to ask you, who do you want working to make your future possible? Do you want it to be God working all things together for your good, or do you want Satan working with all of his tools to make his agenda possible? There's all sorts of literature throughout history about people making deals with the devil. I tell you, you don't want to ever do that. The devil has fine print on all of his contracts, and all of those terms work against you. He's willing to give you temporal benefit on the front end because he knows that there's eternal consequence on the back end. There are things that are moving forward technologically that you would have never dreamed of, except for God has been prophesying about them in the Word of God for thousands of years before the technology was even made possible. I want God working all things together for the good. I like it when God works on me and he works on behalf of the people that I'm going to work with, so that when we come together, we say, that's exactly what God has been dealing with me. So several years ago, we had done pretty well financially for a church of our size. But we felt like God wanted to do more. And God spoke to me and he said, I want you to double your missions giving. And I remember that first year, our missions giving at that point in time was about the equivalent of our first year of pastoring at Merit Assembly of God. It was about $13,000, and we felt like God wanted to double that, and so I told my wife, we were having a conversation, and I was like, you know, I just feel like God wants us to double our missions giving. And she said, I've been sensing the same thing. And so once there was consensus between us, I went to one of the men on the board and I said, you know, I sense that God is wanting us to double our missions giving. And he said, God's been telling me the same thing. And that doesn't mean that we were going to be able to accomplish that from where we were. We just believed that God was going to enable us to grow to the point where we were going to be able to double our missions giving. And we reached that point. And then we hit another plateau. So we got up to where our missions giving was about $25,000 or something like that as a church. And the board came to me. And now you've got to realize, when we became a Sovereign Assemblies of God church and we got to the place where we were self-governing again, that I had written into the constitution and bylaws of our church that 10% of our giving had to go to missions. And the district officials that reviewed those documents, they said, there's, you know, we can put our stamp of approval on here. These are all fine, well, and good. And Pastor, we want you to know, some future pastor is not going to like you very much, because we had that put into the Constitution that at least 10% of the church's income had to go to missions. And so that's what we had been operating on. And, you know, like I said, we hit that plateau. And whenever we hit a plateau, I don't like to get stuck very often. I like to be going forward. And the board actually came to me on this occasion and they said, Pastor, we feel like that we need to restructure our missions giving, where everything that comes in for missions goes out for missions, and On top of that, 10% of whatever comes in the general fund, we want that to go. We think that that should go to missions as well. And I was like, we can do that. We can do that. And because of that, because God was working in people's lives, there was a consensus about that. We've seen our missions giving explode at Merit Assembly of God to the point that it's about 25 to 30% of our church income now that goes out to missions locally, nationally, and internationally. I like it when God works for me. Here in this passage, in verse number 9, it says that the lawless one, the one who operates outside of God's will and according to what is right in his own eyes, that he's going to be operating outside the instructions and the mandates of the law of God, and thus he's left with only Satan working on his behalf. So the coming of the lawless one is according to the work of Satan. And here's what will accompany that project. He will be working with all power. Now, I will tell you there's two words for power in the Greek. There's dunamis, which is the word from which we get dynamite from. It's an explosive ability. It is the ability to make the impossible possible. That's one of them. And then there's exousia, which talks about really the authority that makes things happen. You know, so being the king gives you that authority to make decrees that then take place. So as I was reading this, I was thinking that when I looked up that word, that I was going to find the word exousia. I was thinking that there was going to be that this lawless one would be coming with all of the authority behind Satan's works. Well, I was wrong. It's power. There are three things that are mentioned here. There's power, there's signs, and there are lying wonders. Okay. Now you need to remember that the devil is not a creator. He's a counterfeiter. So lying is the counterfeit version of telling the truth. It is trying to propagate a false truth. So whenever you look around at events that are taking place on a local or national or international scale, and you see deception at work, please understand that that is the only language that Satan has to work with. It is impossible for God to lie, and lying is the devil's native tongue. He is the father of lies. So here, Satan will be making certain things possible through whatever abilities that he can coerce into being used to further the revelation of the lawless one. Satan is working with all of his might and all of his power to bring anarchy to this world. Please understand that. God is not the author of confusion, but Satan will do whatever he can. He will use every ability, every tool, every weapon in his arsenal to try and bring to pass the revelation of one who will operate outside the boundaries of God's word, outside of the boundaries of God's will, and outside of the motives through which God does it. He say, look, I'm going to unleash all of the tools that I have at my disposal so that I can make my agenda possible, and you're going to come and you're going to be this world's anti-Christ. You're going to be the lawless one. So please understand that the devil has abilities, but all of those things can be restrained by the abilities of God working through godly people. So remember in verse number 7 and in verse number 7 primarily, we see that the restrainer of the lawless one is taken out of the way, and thus Satan is given liberty to use his abilities. Now, the next one is the word signs. And that word is always used, or almost always used, in conjunction with the word wonders, signs and wonders. The word signs there means miracles or indicators. It gives one insight or perception, or makes perception. Let me try this one more time. It makes insight or perception possible through extraordinary events. Okay? So, you are driving down the road. My wife and I, back at Christmas time, we were headed for a church. It was a Christmas banquet for the ministers of our area. And it's out on the outskirts of a town. It's kind of a very rural area. And I know how to get there like the back of my hand. But in December, you know, the amount of daylight is getting shorter, and the amount of hours of darkness increases. So by the time we get there, it is very, very dark, even though it's very early in the day. And so I'm looking for the church sign. I'm looking for the church sign. And every municipality has different sign ordinances as to how big your sign can be, how far off of the road it can be, all of these sorts of things. So because of the destination I'm looking for, you know, and the reason I was looking for the sign is I know that the driveway is very, very close to where the sign is. I didn't want to miss the entrance because I don't know what is beyond that. So whenever I play golf, I generally miss short because I don't know what over the green looks like. Most of the courses that I've played, over the green is never good. So I'm looking for this sign because of the destination that I'm wanting to get to. And this particular sign is not massive. It's not something that you can see from a long ways away. There's kind from the direction we were coming, there's some trees, and then all of a sudden it clears up. There's this church. You see the sign, and because of, you know, how poorly lit it is, I roll down my window. So I'm looking for the entrance because I know it's very close to the sign. The signs and wonders that God utilizes are for you and I to see God working in our lives. Authentic, genuine, biblical signs and wonders point you to the presence of Jesus so that he can make an entrance into your heart and life. I told you that the devil is a counterfeiter. So he also has signs, but his signs are more like a scammer in an email situation, where he will come as close as he can come to duplicating the logo, the verbiage, you know, try and make you think that he is pointing you to a genuine website when actuality he's pointing you to a place that is not going to be for your benefit, but it is going to be so that you can be taken advantage of. That's how I can best describe what a satanic sign and wonder does. It is not to point people to Jesus. It is to distract them from their pursuit of Jesus to where they end up in bondage. These people will end up being deceived into believing that the Antichrist is literally the Christ. That's how powerful the enemy's ability to deceive. There are people right now who are actively working and striving for to bring about the person that they identify as the Messiah. But when you look at all of the activities that that Messiah would be to them, you see that the Bible actually describes those activities as being the activities of Antichrist. So no matter how much they try and make the verbiage line up with our theology, their actions prove that they are not being godly motivated. They are not pointing people to Jesus. They're actually being used to distract people from Jesus. So this lawless one is going to work according to the working of Satan. His lifestyle, his actions will not be godly. They will be ungodly. They will be demonic. But along with that, there is going to be powers and signs. And then the next thing that it says here is that there will be lying wonders. Lying wonders. A wonder here is an unusual sign. It's always coupled with the word signs, and it's always in the world. It's always in a plural condition. So this is not a one-time event. This is something that happens frequently. So someone asked me one time, well, what about this? And they began to describe it. Well, when we were in a group setting, it made it sound like one thing. And then after we got a chance to have a conversation, they began to go into greater detail. And I said, I would be very, very uncomfortable with that. It was something from their past. There are people around the globe who do unusual things, but they don't point people to Jesus. They point people to these individuals. Simon the sorcerer in the book of Acts, he held an entire community captive because of his unusual activity. But all of that bewilderment, all of that captivity, it came to a screeching halt when the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit came. And when he saw the genuine moving of the Holy Spirit, he went up to the disciples and said, I will give you money if you will give me the ability, when I lay my hands on people, that they will be baptized in the Holy Spirit as well. And Peter told him at that point in time that him and his money were both going to be perishing because they thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. There is an actual title to that sin. It is called simony, S-I-M-O-N-Y. Not from Simon Peter, but from Simon the sorcerer. And what it is someone trying to utilize supernatural giftings for their own influence, their own prestige, their own self-importance. It's not about Jesus for them. It's not even about the people that Jesus wants to touch. It's all about them. Listen, no matter how important you may think you are, or how important I may think I am, we are simply a cell in the body of Christ that is strategically placed and strategically gifted with purpose to bring people into a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This has an interesting adjective that is tied to this, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. That word there is pseudo, P-S-E-U-D-O. They are pseudo wonders. They look like the wonders of God. They may even have some of the benefits of the wonders of God, but they are not the wonders of God, because they've not been accomplished by the power of God, nor by the will of God. These things are designed to deceive instead of opening people's eyes to the truth of Jesus Christ. In tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to be sharing with you something that powerfully moved me. It was something that I was unaware of, and it brought about, you know, a change in my heart and in my life, and I pray that it does for you as well. I've seen people who have tried to operate for their own fame, if you will, and what I've told God is this: I've seen way too many celebrity Christians rise and then fall because of their character. And I said, my statement is this: God, if that is the price, I'm not willing to pay that. I'm not here on the radio to be famous. I'm not here to be recognized. I'm here because I want to point you to Jesus, because Jesus can change your life. Bob can't. If Bob can change your life, you're in a world of hurt. But even if you are in a world of hurt, Jesus can change your life and do it very quickly with real signs, real wonders, and real powers. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.